Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome back, everybody, to Caravan of Garbage, where we are wrapping up this portion of the Fast Saga, Mason.
I don't think we'll ever truly finish the entire Fast Saga, because it's never going to end, right?
Well, there's that Netflix show that we won't watch, so yeah, you're right.
Mm.
We'll never get to it.
That's wonderful, actually. That's beautiful. It's just out there, you know?
It's our white whale. The show that I don't want to watch. Anyways.
I mean, we could watch it, but also, I don't want to start up Netflix some days. I'm just like, nah, actually. I'll be right, thanks.
Yeah. Anyways, leave a like because we are looking at Furious 7.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
The titles say Fast and Furious 7, I think.
Yeah, man, who cares?
I care. It's important.
You don't.
Consistency is important.
Listen,
I'm upset.
I'm just going to say something.
Go on.
I don't think you do care.
No, I don't.
I think you're being upset for comedic relief.
You've called my bluff.
Anyways, Mason, boy, does this movie make Luke Evans' character from the previous movie look like a baby. You know, Jason Statham's like, you fucking idiot.
Mm.
Look what you've... I always had to look after you, and here right. I am looking after you some more.
You needed an entire crew to pull off a heist. I can just walk into a hospital and kill everyone. And you know, I know what you're going to say. When we see that scene where Deckard Shaw has infiltrated this hospital to talk to his brother, most of the people that are on the ground are like cops or like the SWAT team members or something like that. But then he throws a grenade into like a receptionist's desk.
Yeah, okay, listen.
Yes?
We don't see him kill anybody.
Except for the grenade.
No, because he falls behind the desk.
Oh, yes.
And maybe he rolls behind the chair.
That's true. Or maybe there's one of those traditional hospital trapdoors behind the secretary's desk.
Exactly.
You know? When back in the day in the 50s when one of the doctors gets too handsy or whatever, the secretary just opens the hatch below the desk or whatever. Probably used that.
Probably didn't
kill anybody with that hand grenade.
Exactly, Mason.
Or when the front of the building collapsed or whatever.
Yeah. Mm. Look, I think it's also a really good intro for Jason Statham's character.
Mm.
It doesn't work well for his redemption arc, which he's going to be getting.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, like, as a compelling villain, mm-hmm. I like it a lot.
Yes.
I like it a lot, Mason.
Mm.
You know what else I like?
Didn't even loosen his tie, you know?
Didn't need to.
Mm.
Didn't need to, Mason. You know what I like also?
What's that?
It's a big return.
Fast cars?
Sure.
Perfect.
You're on the right track.
Oh, yeah.
Race wars are back.
Finally.
So we know from this that Vin Diesel and Michelle Rodriguez's characters, whatever their names are, they invented...
Vin and Michelle.
Vin and Michelle.
Or Vin and Letty?
Yes.
Vin and Letty.
They invented race wars. Because her memory's still gone, so he's taking...
Invented it.
They invented it, thank you. Mm. He's taking her on a literal trip through memory lane.
Mm.
Oh, there's so many car puns in that as well, just then, I just did. But I like all of that,
uh-huh.
You know? And I also, I wonder, like, what was his specific involvement? Like, is he micromanaging on the day-to-day level? You know how you see, like, at one point there's two girls just rubbing their butts together?
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see there just like, yeah, more of that, please. Mm. He's got a clipboard and just...
Is it like micromanaging a level of, like, one of those, like, roller coaster tycoon games where he's, like, deciding how much salt is on the popcorn so people eat more popcorn and then they need to go and buy more drinks? And,
clever.
Right? Very clever. It's also...
Does he have all the permits to do a race
wars? That's
exactly
right. Yes.
Yeah.
Also,
do you have to have a permit for a race wall?
It's a really great question.
Yeah.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah, I feel like this is like the corporate version of what he probably started.
Yeah, probably. His was all about the races.
And butts rubbing
and butts
together.
Rubbing and the race war part. And they're probably more about selling, like, you know, the foam hats with the...
Yeah, let's say race wars.
But also, kind of bold, like, Letty has lost her memory.
Yeah.
and for him to go, let me drive you out to a little place that I think is pretty special to us. And they drive in. What if she's like, those women are rubbing their butts together? This is all quite misogynist, quite frankly. Did you require that all their skirts be that short? Come on, Vin Diesel.
Yeah, we did it. We did it together. It was both of our ideas. Wow. I swear. Also, Iggy Azalea is in this. Australia's own.
That's who that is. Okay, yeah.
You're welcome, America.
She's from Mullumbimby.
That's right. It's probably in one of her rap songs, Mason.
That's right.
And of course, we see Hector. He's returned as well. And he picks up Letty at one point. Mm. You shouldn't. Don't do that. Even if she did have her memory, she probably would have still punched you, you know?
That's true.
She wasn't really into that. Mm. But of course, Letty needs some time. She goes, Dom Toretto. There we go. Dom Toretto, I need more time. Mm. I'm going to leave, but I'll be back in 15 minutes.
Also, there's a lot of cast in this movie, and a lot of us are going to leave for 15 minutes and come back a bit later, and you, the audience, will be like, oh yeah, they're in this.
That's right.
Oh, that's right. Jimon Hounsou is in this.
That's right.
I forgot.
He's in this.
Doesn't have a lot to do, does he? To the point where at one point, he's in a helicopter, they're chasing the good guys, and they've got a drone locked onto the heroes of the piece, and they just have to cut back to him going, okay, fire. Great. Probably the boys probably don't need you to do that. They can probably fire on their own.
Yeah, maybe.
But he needed some stuff to do.
Look, I it's always good to see him, and he doesn't get paid enough.
That's
for
true.
Being incredible in literally everything that he does. Mm-hmm. So Mason, Brian is struggling in this movie for a couple of reasons.
Go on.
One is that he's 50% a CGI man. We'll get into that and how they replaced Paul Walker for all of this in a moment.
But the other thing is, he's a dad, but he just wants to do murders, you know?
Yeah.
He got a taste for murders.
I feel him. I understand it. Mm. I get it. That's I used to be a teacher. Yeah, get it.
Yeah, yeah.
We all want to do a murder. I get it, Mason.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But instead, he's got to drop the kid off at daycare.
Yep.
And he's just scanning the streets for like, ooh, maybe I can hook something up to my car and drive off with it, bouncing down the street, a swath of destruction in my neighborhood. But there isn't anything, you know?
Yeah.
He's struggling with it.
What's weird about that is as well that clearly the parts that were written before he passed away, the way the narrative is structured, it feels like it was going to be his last movie anyway. Because a lot of the discussions are about like, well, you got to settle into this life and whatever. And I know also, obviously, a lot of that is reshoots and restructuring the story. But like, was the point of the movie initially going to be, well, Brian, you can't be a father and do murders as a super international car racer guy. And then they go, you can actually.
Yeah.
You can have it all. You can be a dad and a murderer.
Oh, well, that's what dads want, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, that's you know, we're in an era of dad movies, your Top Gun, Mavericks and so forth.
Mm.
This was the, you know, the vanguard of that, the point of the spear, first one of
the dad,
like,
naissance.
That's exactly right.
I love it. Mm. This is my era, Mason. Finally, something for dads and people who want to do murders.
Yeah.
So look, just to get back to Shaw, we get the first showdown between Hobbs and Shaw, soon to team up in their own successful franchise, Mason, which who knows how many of those movies we're going to be getting, Mason.
Oh my God.
They're very even already. In the fight that they have, you probably noticed, they seem to hit each other an equal number of times. They both fall through glass the same amount of times.
Okay, yep, uh-huh.
The fight only ends because, like, Shaw sort of overpowers him, but not really, because The Rock saves a woman, and that's the only reason, like, he loses the fight. I think they even discuss that in a later movie, where it's like, well, the only reason you beat me is because I was saving a woman, actually.
Yeah.
And Shaw's like, well, we're the same height.
At least in that opening fight sequence, Statham is visually smaller than
he
The
is,
Rock, which I think never happens again, probably. It's all very creative camera angles from this point
maybe
forward.
Maybe he grew in real life. Maybe
he did.
Maybe he had a 50-year-old growth spurt.
He had that leg lengthening surgery that everybody in Hollywood's loving, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Looks like he's on stilts now.
Oh my God, doesn't it just? Of course, we get Han's death revisited in this, and also the movie Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. We see Bow Wow. We see the fresh out of high school Sean something. He's back.
He's back.
To be like, I wasn't happy when he was died in that explosion. I'd tell you that much.
Yeah. I'd rather he didn't. But I'm just a good old time, good old boy, you know, and I don't like it when my friends die in car explosions.
He's not fresh out of high school. He'd be still in high school.
That's right.
Because in that movie, he's in high school, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Perfect. I love it. I'm a big fan of that. But of course, we do go to Han's funeral and Tyrese. Big return, obviously.
Yes.
He gets to do his apparently in-universe famous birthday distraction speech scenario. Because when he goes to do that, when they go to Dubai or whatever, he's like, oh, I'm going to do the birthday thing. And they're like, not the birthday thing again. When have you done this before? Also, you're clearly just improvising it, like, on set. Like, what is this? Yeah. And you're known for this? For this thing?
He's famous for it.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway, Tyrese at the funeral of Han says, I can't do any more funerals. And I wanted to ask you.
Go on.
Is this his first funeral in these movies? For somebody he likes. I mean, he's killed a bunch of people, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you count Han dying in...
multiple movies.
In three, and then revisiting that in six.
Yeah.
The post-credits in six.
And then now.
Counts as three.
God damn, yeah. That's rough.
Maybe what he was saying was specifically, I'm sick of going to Han's funeral, which I've done three times at this point, technically. But no, who else are the... But I guess we're talking about Letty, I guess, even though she didn't really die.
He wasn't in that movie, but yeah, I guess he went
maybe
to the
funeral.
Maybe
he's saying, I'm tired of going to these funerals where it turns out that the person who died isn't really dead. I'm tired of it. I'm pretty sure Han's not dead, so I'm sick of it.
We never picked up Gal Gadot's body.
That's right.
Where was the funeral for that one?
Mm.
I'll tell you what though, Mason, there was nearly a bloody funeral when Shaw drove his car into Vin Diesel's car, but he'd actually reinforced his car, which is apparently a coward's move.
That's right. We don't know the ins and outs of the international street racing scene. Maybe
think
it is.
That's normal and okay, actually.
Mm.
You know, if you're going to crash your car head on, I think
you'd have to be like, oh, well played, sir.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just luck, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
and later in the movie, Vin does the funny car
ready.
Where he pops the hood up and lifts the front end and crashes over the top of Shaw's car.
Yeah.
Is that cheating or is that cool?
I think it's just chess, man. These guys, they're always thinking.
That's right.
They're always thinking of new strategies to when they're driving directly into each other.
That's right.
It's either swerve left, swerve right, crash into each other, or one goes on top of the other.
Yeah.
Those are the four moves you can do.
You son of a bitch, you put those fluffy dice underneath your mirror and they went right into my chest. Oh, well played, sir.
And then Kurt Russell turns up as Mr. Sunglasses.
Mm.
And Jason Statham just scurries away. Vin Diesel's like, what are you doing here, Mr. Sunglasses? Mm. And he goes, well, I can help you get Deckard Shaw.
That's right.
He just left.
Yeah. I have that note here as well.
He's probably...
he just lost him, you idiot.
He's probably 200 metres away hiding in a storm drain.
Kurt Russell, what a strange character to introduce into the series at this point. Just a big government guy, and he's weird and cheery, and he's got night vision sunglasses.
Yeah, he does.
And some sort of bulletproof mermaid scale vest under his suit. He's just loving life and drinking Belgian beers.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
but he's also got, you know, he's got some Heineken on ice.
That's
ready
true.
To go.
Some Coronas.
Some
please.
Coronas. Wow. I apologize. But he's probably also got Heinekens.
Probably got Heinekens.
Yeah.
But that's the thrust of this, because I'd forgotten that.
Yeah.
The plot of this is that Mr. Sunglasses wants international arms dealer, I think, Jiomon Honsu.
Sure.
And.
Oh, sure, and also sure.
And
I
also
said sure, but I meant
sure,
as in I agree.
And the family, they want Deckard Shaw.
Yeah.
So what Mr. Sunglasses wants them to do is to get Ramsey, who's the hacker, from Jiomon Honsu, and in exchange, and then get the chip that she's invented to hack into the world and the whatever, and the hack. It's the thing. It's the thing in this movie that can hack into anything and do anything. It's that thing. And then...
God's eye.
And then he'll help them get Deckard Shaw.
Yes.
Right?
Using God's eye.
Yeah.
I feel like Deckard Shaw already has God's eye because he's just wherever he needs to be.
Mm. And I feel like once you've gotten Ramsay, you don't really need to get the God's eye because
sure,
she can just build you another one, right?
Yeah, well, that's probably true.
Mm, when she's not too busy being sexy. Awooga!
Oh, my God!
All the boys have got their eyes are jumping out of their heads. They're doing the thing where their jaw falls on the floor and then the tongue rolls out and it goes, blah, 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 you know? Settle down, you two idiots.
They really took like a full minute and a half to go like, wow, this is sexy and she's really sexy. That's what we think. They really lean into that, Mason.
We should have a competition to see who can do the first lewd comment at her. You know? Straws for it.
Yeah, absolutely. How do you feel about flying cars in this?
Love them.
Yeah?
Wait, what are you talking about?
I mean, they drop him out of a plane.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
There's a lot happens
it's
in
a
this
big,
movie.
It's a big movie.
It's a big movie.
Yeah.
Bit of fun. They look pretty good, I think. You know?
I'd forgotten that they hand wave away how they land on the road. They're like, yeah, they got a GPS in them. Whatever.
Parachute's got a GPS.
Yeah. Mm. They're like, we have to hit them on this road because they won't be expecting it.
How specifically does that work? Well, it's got a GPS.
Yeah, what are you, deaf? It's got a GPS.
It's got a GPS. How like hot air balloons have a GPS? They don't. Hot air balloons just land wherever. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that. Yeah. That's
amazing.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty good. I don't know. That's fine.
It also feels like if you want to mount like an attack on this inaccessible road, mm-hmm. you maybe drive there an hour before and maybe just set up a little barricade, maybe.
Yeah.
Something like that, maybe.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah,
maybe a sexy distraction.
Sexy distraction, that's perfect.
Maybe a race
like
war.
An ice cream truck.
Yeah, that's right.
And Jumon Honsu and Deckard Shaw will stop for.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ice cream, perhaps.
Yeah,
you know who can resist?
Who can?
You put green sleeves on. Everybody's jumping out of their skin to get to the ice cream truck.
You're not wrong.
Mm.
I also love how it ends, where Vin Diesel is cornered on the edge of a cliff, and I'm like, oh my god, how's he gonna get out of this one? I've forgotten. Does he have a secret parachute?
Does he have the backup parachute?
Is that wheel on the top of his car? Does that do something? Right. Does that shoot a grappling hook and he'll fly off or whatever?
No, it's just fling them. It's just fling himself and Ramsay off the side of the cliff in the car and hope that their main character syndrome allows them to survive.
Which it did.
It does.
It didn't look like he'd reinforce that vehicle because that would, of course, be cheating.
That'd be cheating.
Yeah.
Except when they go, when he goes, hey, Ted, you got to make this car bulletproof.
Oh, yeah.
Cheating.
I didn't know that was that. I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah.
I'd also forgotten that Ronda Rousey was in this movie. Big year for Ronda Rousey, 2015.
Go on.
Between this and the Entourage movie.
Oh my god.
Where she falls in love with Turtle.
That's right.
I mean, of all the Entourage gang, I guess you it'd be It'd be the main guy.
Are you going to rank these guys in terms of worst to worst?
Yeah. So, I mean, in terms of who I think Ronda Rousey or like a normal person would date, it would be Vinny Chase because he's the movie star.
Yeah,
would be E. It would be Turtle. And then, of course, Johnny Drama.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, I guess... Fucking terrible movie. Anyway.
So Turtle's worth like $70 million, isn't it?
Oh, that's true. They're all billionaires or whatever.
Yeah,
absolutely. But let's talk about how they handled Paul Walker's death in this, because he died at the end of 2013, which was halfway through filming this, in a car accident. You can tell now, especially considering how far like face replacement and deepfakes have come since 2015.
Uh-huh.
It's quite noticeable. But in terms of like papering over somebody who's 50% not in this movie, I think it does a fairly good job. I think considering.
And I think it's also a case of they knew it was going to be important, so they took the time. You know what I mean?
They pushed this movie a whole year.
Yeah, like face replacement in this era, if they dashed it out at this kind of the level that Marvel movies do, it would have looked horrendous.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I think they knew it was important. They're like, let's put some time. And look, honestly, if I didn't know that he died during filming, I may not have picked up on it. I think it's pretty...
I think I would have picked up at the end where they all look at him and go, damn, I can't believe Brian's going off to be a dad. And then he flies off into the sky.
Sure.
I think at that point...
He's in the grease car.
Yeah, exactly.
Bye, Brian.
But yeah, so how they did it was they used some dialogue and footage from previous movies. They even took a whole deleted scene, the garage conversation that he has with Mia. That's from Fast Five, a scene that they deleted.
Ah.
There's a moment where he has a conversation with Vin Diesel on a plane. That's also from a previous movie. So a lot of time you'll notice some of the footage is like, you can match it up with previous movies. Huh. They also got both of his brothers in.
Man, it's great to be part of this family in 2009, he said in the conversation.
Can we get rid of that? Can we take that out?
No, we can't take that out.
Can we set this movie in 2009? Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. So they also used body doubles, including his brothers Caleb and Cody. She apparently didn't work with Paul Walker at all.
Oh, wow.
So that was like stand-ins and CGI, which was apparently for her like incredibly difficult, obviously. But all in all, I think they handled it as well as you possibly could in this scenario.
Agreed.
So in the finale, they decide to go, listen, if we're going to face Deckard Shaw... Let's take him back to our home and ruin everything there.
That's right.
Let's take him to our
place where
streets.
We have the most friends and relatives.
Yeah.
And just let him wreck up the place we love, you know? All our favorite sandwich shops and pizza joints. Let him put a wrecking ball or a drone missile through it. You know, whatever. You know how every time we fight one of these guys, they bring in some like weird city destroying stuff? Let's bring it on our city. Why not?
Let's take him on our home turf. Why? What about this city did you need to battle this guy? You could have done it literally anywhere.
No.
Take it to Europe. Who cares?
They need that one bridge that The Rock can drive an ambulance off and crash it into that Predator drone.
That's a really great point. I forgot about that.
Can't do that in anywhere else, can you?
Oh, man. Sorry.
Can't do that in any of those walkable European cities, can you, James?
Nah. They're too narrow, all the streets.
That's right.
Speaking of The Rock.
You'd have to drop a Fiat off a bridge.
You would. Bloop. He's not in it much, is he?
The Rock.
Yeah. Is it the start? Is it the end?
That's true.
And, of course, he turns up just in time to say, he flexes himself out of that cast.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, give me that minigun.
Yeah, that's right.
Which, of course, signifies the return of Mason's minigun minute.
Oh, that's right.
This is where you rank minigun's, Mason.
Of course.
Now, is this a legit minigun sequence to you?
Well, this is certainly a legit minigun. Often I'm critical of miniguns because they're not they've made it in the special effects shop and it's just a multi-barrel gun of some
sort. You've criticized like the Dread minigun minute, for example.
Yeah,
that very reason. Yeah. I love that sequence. You're the only one in the world who doesn't like it. But
that's exactly right. But this is the classic, the authentic minigun, six barrels, massive rate of fire. It's come off a vehicle, obviously.
Yep.
It can do massive destruction. We see it, you know, run through that helicopter.
Sure.
Very impressive. He doesn't run it through any human men, which is a little bit disappointing. Obviously,
they rarely do.
But it's getting a good spread, and it's, you know, it's leveling the playing field. But obviously, it's come off a Predator drone.
Yeah.
So like, how's he firing it? Where's the trigger mechanism? 0 out of 10.
Oh wow!
Yeah, sorry.
That's
everyone.
How it goes.
Yeah.
Also, he did wander around that city quite a bit.
It's
just
true.
Dragging that minigun.
I did appreciate that actually. Yeah.
Did he?
Luckily, they put like 1,500 meters of power cable in that Predator drone, so we can just It's a very long extension cord.
Yeah. Oh, this really also solidifies how incredible and invincible Dom Toretto is. Mm. There's a moment during this where they, just before they do the sequence where they jump the cars from the buildings or whatever, where he lifts the car.
Oh, I have a note here, just on that.
Yep.
Because I thought, because he lifts the car and he holds it up for like 3 minutes or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, maybe it's made of titanium or something. But I looked it up. The Lycan Hypersport has a curb weight of 1,380 kilograms or 3,042 pounds.
Now, bearing in
mind... What are you doing?
He doesn't lift the whole thing. He doesn't lift the whole thing off the ground.
He lifts half of it off
the
ground.
It's got some purchase still
it
on the...
It does not. There's no way.
Well, he did it, didn't he?
I guess he did it. That's
Maybe
true.
He dropped it on Paul Walker in between scenes.
But what I love about that sequence is that Brian at no point is like, Jesus Christ... It's just taken as a
given. Do you want to put something under that to prop it up?
There's a tire jack over there. We can just... But it's just taken as a given that the Dom could just lift half a car.
Yeah, man.
Incredible.
So, yeah, he lifts the car. He flips his car at one point to place a bomb onto a helicopter.
Mm.
How does he do it? He knocks down a car park with a stomp of his foot.
That's right.
After saying, the thing about a street fight is the street always wins.
Mm.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, usually Ryu wins. Or Blanka.
Yeah, often Blanka will
often
win.
Often Blanka will win.
He also dies. But it turns out
mm-hmm.
that after they stopped doing CPR on him,
yeah.
he didn't really die.
Mm, it's true. Is this the movie where they get the amulet that makes them immune to all harm? I think it might be.
It must have been, yeah.
That would explain him being able to lift the car as well.
Yeah. There must have been a scene just before he lifted the car where we went, hey, what's this?
It'd be in that Sultan's house or
exactly,
whatever.
Exactly, yeah.
You know? My amulet. He would have said, that's why that guy went, my amulet.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering why he said
on my daughter's birthday of all days.
But it wasn't her birthday.
No, that's true.
Yeah. God, there's a moment though.
He doesn't know he's rich.
No, that's true.
He's not paying attention.
Where Brian just yells at Letty, you breathe into him! You breathe into him! And she's like, no, I'll hug him. I'll hug him tighter.
Hug him.
And I'll say I got my memories. That's and right. then he'll come back.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Mm.
And anyway, then Wiz Khalifa sings I'll See You Again.
Mm.
And that song has nearly 6 billion views or whatever it does on
Oh, that's a classic.
YouTube.
It's better than the current one they're advertising Fast X with, which is just that song that goes, let's ride, 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 do 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 do.
That sounds great.
It is great, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like the fact in this movie, just some miscellaneous stuff here, I love that Brian's arch nemesis in this movie was just that guy on the bus that happens to not die the first time he encounters him.
Is that Tony Jaa?
Maybe.
It is.
Huh.
Yeah, that's cool.
That is cool.
Kills him, though.
Kills him at the end. But, I mean, obviously, if you're a car guy, your nemesis would be a bus guy.
Oh, absolutely. It is weird that it's like a Greyhound bus as well that they've kitted out with all that stuff.
Anyway, he could be back. I mean, I know he fell down there.
Oh, yeah.
He got dragged down an elevator shaft or whatever, and you heard him splat. But
yeah, Ronda Rousey could be back as well.
Ronda Rousey could be back.
Jimon Hounsou could be back.
That's true. I respect how you killed me in that helicopter crash. I'm on the team.
Anyways, Mason, it's time for Green Trivia.
Green Trivia.
I didn't think of another name this week, but I'll tell you what, Mason, did remember to shout out the guy who's Rodney.
Here he is.
He's shouting Rodney.
Hell yeah.
Shout out the guy who shouts Rodney.
Mm.
Sorry, I misspoke.
A little cameo from Lou Ferrigno as the Incredible Hulk on the television in the TV series.
Oh, yeah, that's fun,
Hulk.
Isn't it?
And then and bloody Hobbs is like, oh, look at this garbage TV series. Shut up, The Rock.
Yeah.
Lou Ferrigno walked so you could run.
Yeah, that's true.
Big freaks on the screen. Come on.
Just enormous donkey men lumbering about.
That's right.
That's you.
Mm.
In an interview with Vin Diesel, he stated that Furious 7 2015 was for Paul, and that's true, but the fate of the Furious 2017 is from Paul.
Doesn't make any sense.
It's from Paul.
Oh, very nice.
That's right. Jason Statham has a total of 17 lines in this entire film.
Huh.
Doesn't say much.
No.
But he's always there. Elevator Absolutely. Dings, he walks out.
Yeah, that's right.
He's always there.
Yeah.
There's an elevator, he's going to step out of it. If you leave your office and come back to your office,
yeah.
he's going to be there.
On set, he was like, maybe I should say the ding. when the lift opens, I should say ding. No, you don't have to, Jason. It's okay.
We'll put that in post. Jason.
I'll give you a clean one for the edit.
Dong. Jason, no. A number of trees were apparently accidentally knocked over in the sequence where several cars flew down from the sky. The U.S. National Park Service had Universal pay for the costly regrowth, and the crop of new trees harvested along with the sequence involving the flying cars led to the working title of this film being Flew Harvest. Did you know that?
That's great. You've done really good work there. It's terrific stuff.
Thank you. Normally I say Blue Harvest.
Oh!
But I used a different word.
Mm.
Kurt Russell. Yes. Mr. Nobody. There you go. That's his name. Practically borrowed the Pat Riley look and hairstyle that he used in To Kill a Sunrise from 1998. Now, it's rumored that Mr. Nobody may be Russell's character, Nick Frescia from To Kill a Sunrise, who probably went from being a Los Angeles County Sheriff to a shady government agent.
Yeah, that would happen. That's a career path I can believe in.
Completely.
Also, just like, yeah, just give this chip to this guy. We don't know his real name, but you know, whatever. I mean, it seems like it's a violation of the civil liberties of everybody else on Earth, but just give it to this guy.
Maybe he's going to do what Batman did and he'll destroy it.
Yeah, maybe.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Box office for this, though. This was the first Fast and Furious film from the Fast saga to crack $1 billion.
Yes.
And on a budget of $250 million because, of course, reshoots, marketing, face replacement, all of that. But yeah, it got to $1.5 billion. I mean, so much more than the previous one. Like, this was already on the up, but this literally flew, Mason.
Oh my God.
This went quite high into the sky. I think, though, all in all, this is a good one.
I think so,
like
too.
This one, especially considering, you know, the behind the scenes of it all. And I think James Wan, who directed this movie?
What does that mean?
I mean, a lot of people, I think, don't know that, but James Wan,
okay,
like, he'd done mostly horror films to this point, and then just did this enormously budgeted car-focused action movie where the lead actor died in the middle of filming.
Yeah.
And to pull this off, pretty incredible, I think.
This is his, like, Favreau moment, like jumping from a Zathura to an Iron Man.
Exactly. Mm. And there you go. And do you know what, Mason?
What?
Our Favreau moment is going to be next week's episode.
Why?
Well, because here's a hint towards it. Transformers the movie, Mason, animated in 1986.
And how's that our Favreau moment?
It'll be our best video.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're really ramping up the production
budget. If you thought this video was okay, the next one will be even better.
Okay, all right.
And you can actually see it early. You can prove to yourself that we were right.
Okay.
If you head over to BigSandwich.co, it's like our private Patreon. There's early videos, there's bonus content, including podcasts, exclusive, movie commentaries, exclusive, Let's Plays, exclusive. I'm going to get to Fast and Furious Crossroads, Mason. I've been working my way through it.
The video game.
Yeah, chipping away.
Okay.
Dreadful game.
You hate it. I've come over here and you've been playing it and you're like, I hate this. You're spitting chips. You're beat red playing this game that you hate, but you're doing it for this audience.
That's right.
Who don't respect you.
They don't. And if you want to also hear our thoughts on the latest Fast and Furious movie, or whatever the movie happens to be, the big movie, you can check out The Weekly Planet, which is our podcast where we talk movies and comics and TV shows every Monday. It's got its own YouTube channel, Spotify, Apple, blah, 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 blah.
It's got its own Apple?
It's got its own Apple.
We take a bite of it every week.
That's right.
It's not looking good.
I don't like doing that. It's better than playing Fast and Furious Crossroads, though, Mason. I'll tell you that much. I do like how enormous they make Vin Diesel in that game, though. He's so big.
It's an all-star cast, that game.
It's some of the stars.
And they
mention some of the other stars. Anyways, thank you to Ben and Lawrence for the edit.
Thanks, guys. What if it's just Ben?
What could be?
Wow.
We'll find out.
Okay.
And we'll see you guys next time.
See you again.
See you again. That's right.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince.
Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.